Okay, then again, I've turned my phone on. That's quite legal. Yeah. Now, I read in some bump from to do with the parish council just lately that there'd been two parish councillors had fairly recently examined some figures to do with the theft and the clerk, and found that with all their efforts they couldn't see that she'd stolen or recoverable stolen money with more than £8,000. Do you know who those councillors were?
I've not even seen anything published like that, so I'm not privy to that information,
I'm afraid.
No,
okay.
So recently?
Could I just say, for those that don't know, it's not me. Yeah. Because it worries me every time. No.
Okay. Well, what bugs me is because, as you know, you put a ban on me or vexatious, whatever thing it was. When I asked the question that... why hadn't you declared any interest in these matters in the past? I got a letter saying that I was a fictitious complainer or whatever you call it. So you won't listen to me. So you can't help me on that one.
Can't help you on that one, I'm afraid.
No, okay. Now, just one other. Looking at your insurance for this building, I think you've been sold a pup. Product liability insurance. It says they don't pay out if the product's faulty. And the fact that this bulk building's fault, it's got no certificate of safety and competence. If, say, there was a dance and a set to here, and that door jammed as it did one night when Mrs. Rogers was in and people rushed out and had a heart attack, that insurance wouldn't cover them. It's a product liability insurance, and it only works when the product is sound and it doesn't suffer from bad workmanship. So I think you ought to look into that. You probably ought to play merry-ho with these insurance people. I think you were missold. You know? So that's all I've got to say.
Okay, thank you.